time it is. Indians baseball, opening day, Monday, April 4th. A lot of activities planned at Progressive Field. And joining us this morning for his weekly gathering with us, Bob DiBiasio of the Indians. It is Tribe Talk and Trivia with Bobby D, brought to you by Dale's Market and Deli at 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. And Bob will also come up with a trivia question for us this morning, giving us the chance to pick up four tickets to an Indians game coming up here in April. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bruce. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm great. I'm excited. Maybe not as excited as Tyler Naquin, though, having made the roster this year. What it is like for a player like that to, you know, work his way through the system and now being told, hey, you're a major leaguer.
Well, I tell you, people like Brad Grant, the head of scouting, obviously Chris Antonetti, Mike Chernoff, in charge of our baseball operations, they're like proud papas when a guy in our own system, position player, can break camp who had never been to the big leagues before. We're actually trying to figure out who was the last position player of the Cleveland Indians to break spring training camp and go north with the big league club with no major league experience. Most of the time you'll be a September call-up the prior year and at least get in a couple games to get your feet wet. CeCe Sabathia was the last one when he was 19 years old, made the team out of spring training as a pitcher, but we're not sure if we got to go back, how far we need to go back to somebody like Tyler. And how exciting. You know, when we had the bad news of Abraham Almonte going down and 80-game suspension, it opened the door for one of the outfielders to, make this ball club, and Tyler was the one who stepped up, and it's pretty exciting for the young man.
Now, the outfield still in flux. The word come down, Michael Brantley will not be, on the field in the near future. We saw, though, the potential, though, in those spring training games, so there is positive news, at least related to that.
Well, there is positive news in the one sense that, you know, not sure when he was going to get back. He kept telling everybody opening day, and we weren't sure that was, you know, realistic or not. But, with his work ethic, you never put that out of a possibility. But instead of thinking May 1, and now we're closer to possibly the second week of the season in April. So if we lose him for six games to start the season, that's not a horrible thing. But as you said, yeah, when he came back late in a big league game, he threw a guy out at home plate, did a two-run home run, and Michael's one of the premier players in the game of baseball, and whenever we get him back, it'll be a huge lift for this baseball team.
Hey, Bob, we talked about Naquin and the young guys on this team. What about some of those veterans the Indians have signed? We saw Juan Uribe go yard yesterday, and it was one of those towering home runs that nobody even reacts to for the Brewers. But not just him, Napoli, Rajay Davis, Marlon Byrd, who's now with the team. What are those veterans at?
Well, it's interesting that we needed some right-handed hitting, and then our guys felt we needed a little bit of a veteran presence. Mike Napoli joins this baseball team, helps us defensively at first base. One of the reasons we had we're 10 games over 500 in the second half of last year is because our defense went from being average to the second-best defense in the American League. And now you add a guy like Mike Napoli, a guy that's got a Gold Glove caliber, first baseman, that in addition to him being a right-handed power hitter, and the edge that he brings into that clubhouse as a veteran, just, awesome for us. In addition to guys like Rajah Davis, Juan Uribe, those veteran guys just bring a sense of calm to the locker room. They have different personalities, which is great. And, you know, I think it was really a shrewd move. Marlon Byrd at the end, he's hit 20-plus homers, driven in 70-plus ribbies the last 4 years in a row. That's an interesting late spring addition to our baseball team. So a nice mix of veterans to go with this young core, you know, led by Jason Kipnis and Michael Brantley and Yan Gomes and Corey Kluber and Cody Allen. So it's a nice mix of a good group of core guys that are, you know, in their third, fourth years in the bigs and add some veterans to it.
You mentioned the pitchers. They're the ones that are happy to see some of those offensive players.
Yeah, we need to score some runs, no question about it. We need to do a little bit better in our situational hitting. Last year, just a very bizarre year. For example, with the bases loaded, I think we hit under 200 with the bases loaded. That, you know, just doesn't make any sense. I mean, prior years we were, you know, teams seem to relax and get after the pitcher. All the pressure's on the pitcher. We just weren't able to do that last year. So that's one thing that we can improve on. But we need to get the runner home from third with less than two outs, move the runners when we can. We've got to be advantageous offensively because we certainly can pitch the ball and we'll catch it very well. We score our share of runs and we're going to have some fun this summer.
Yeah, well, the fun starts next Monday. Talk briefly just a little bit of some of the things people expect at Progressive Field when they come to the ballpark for opening day.
Well, it'll be the 116th opener in our history. Think about that. 116 years ago. We began as a member of the American League, and be in your seats by 3:30 to enjoy all the pageantry that is opening day. Akron native and Black Keys drummer Patrick Carney is going to toss out the ceremonial first pitch. We have operatic singer William Clarence Marshall, also calls Northeast Ohio home, singing the national anthem. We'll honor, obviously, all five branches of the United States military, big United States flag unfurled in the outfield, all the things that people enjoy on opening day, only 7 days away. Can't wait to show off a new ballpark.
And the new scoreboard, too, lighting up downtown.
New scoreboard, new sound system. We're going to have 12 local restaurants inside the ballpark, with all the new additions of Fathead's Brewery and Dante's Inferno and Momocho and the Brew Kettle to go along with our, you know, the ones we added earlier in the year, Happy Dog and Cleveland Pickle and Ohio City Burrito. It's going to be fun. And, can't wait to show it off. Only 7 days to go.
That's right. Well, we got some tickets for folks coming up for the April 15th game against the Mets in our Tribe Talk and Trivia. That'll be coming up right after this message from Dale's Market and Deli.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big party. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
All right, you have four tickets for the upcoming April 15th game against the Mets. Bob, what is our morning trivia question?
Well, we're going to talk home runs since we were talking a little bit of offense, needing offense. Let's talk home runs today. Who is the Indians' all-time career home run leader at catcher? At a specific position, catcher, who's the Indians' all-time career home run leader at catcher?
3220930 is the number. 3220930 is the number. Calling with the right answer, you get the four tickets for the upcoming game, April 15th, against the Mets. Bob, we'll talk again next Monday on opening day.
You got it, Bruce. Take care, buddy.